Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Vel aqibetu lil muttaqin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrafil enbiyai vel mursalin. Nebiyyina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ecma'in. Ve men tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yevmiddin amma ba'd. Kale Allahu tebareke ve teala fil Kur'anil Mecid vel Furkanil Hamid. Ba'd a'udu billahi mineş şeytanir racim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, the ulama and scholars have mentioned many things and many of the tactics used by shaitan, the enemy of insan, to deviate insan. The Quran says, "Inna shaytana lakum aduun, fattakhidhuhu aduwa." That indeed shaitan is your enemy, so treat him like your enemy. "Inna shaytana lakum aduun, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا." That indeed shaitan is your enemy, so keep him as your enemy. Treat him like your enemy. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding shaitan, that shaitan, لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, is a clear enemy, is a manifest enemy of insan. And the way to overcome an enemy is to understand the plots and the ploys and the way that enemy works, in this case, shaitan. So regarding that, many scholars have written many things with regards to the plots and the ploys and the tactics adopted by shaitan to deviate insan from the straight path, from as-siratul mustaqim, the path which we make dua for in every salah multiple times. And from the scholars who have written about this, Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, he has written a book called Talbis Iblis, The Deception of Shaitan. The Deception of Shaitan. And in this book, he exclaims and explains that one of the plots of shaitan and one of the avenues in which shaitan makes a lot of effort is that he tries to stop a person from gaining the knowledge of deen. That shaitan, one of his tactics from stopping a person on treading the straight path, the path towards Jannah, is that he makes sure and he exerts all of his efforts on stopping that person from treading the path of knowledge. And the reason for that is very simple. The reason for that is because as soon as a person gains the knowledge of deen, then he knows what's halal, he knows what's haram, he recognizes those things which will lead to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recognizes those things which will lead to the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can clearly see that this path will lead me to Jannah, and if I follow this path, then it will lead me astray and it will take me to the fire of Jahannam. So shaitan exerts all his efforts on stopping that person from gaining the knowledge of deen. So he keeps him occupied in the dunya, or he keeps him occupied with other things, or there is this sense of unimportance. No, importance is not given to the knowledge of deen. Imagine we were walking in a very dark path, in a very dark path where we can't see anything. And there are no street lights. There is nothing. And someone is handing out torches. Someone is handing out torches. Then everyone would have this zeal and desire to go and get one torch for himself. So that in that pathway where they are walking, they will be able to see and navigate. In the same way, in this dunya, when a person is walking, then he is walking in dhulumat, in darknesses. And the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teachings of deen, these are torches. These are beacons of light. These are tools with which we can navigate through life, where we understand what our true purpose is. When we ponder on the verses of the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have only created insan and jinnat for one purpose. For one purpose. And that purpose is to serve me. To serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The relationship between insan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His true purpose. Where he came from. مِن نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى. And then what will happen? وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى. That one day he will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a journey. And in the end, the Quran speaks countless times about the fact that a person will have to go from this world. And after going from this world, he will have to give an account of what he did in the world. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that his feet will not even move. His feet will not move even an inch until he is asked about his life. That how did you spend your life? An shababihi, about his youth especially. That where was your youth spent? About his wealth. How did you acquire this wealth and where did you spend it? Was it halal? Was it haram? All of these questions in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we know regarding salah as well. One of the first things that a person will be asked about is his salah. So when a person has a consistent and constant connection with the Book of Allah and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, we talk about suhbah. Many, many times we have heard that good company is one of the most influential things, or should we say company is one of the most influential things. If a person has good company, then most likely he will tread the right path. And if a person has bad company, then the effects of that evil will rub off onto that person. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith that al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, that a person is on the religion. He used the word deen. He is on the deen of his friend. Which means that the person that you hang about with, the person who is your friend, the person whose company you stay in, that person will have an influence on your life. His ways will become your way. His deen and the amount of deen he has in his life will become the same in yours. So we talk about the importance of company many, many times. But company is not only the physical company, meaning the company of people. Company is also your phone and the stuff that you access. The books that you read, this is also company. Anything that you come into contact with, which can have an influence in your life can be considered company. So, as I was saying, that the effort of shaitan is to stop a person from learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from gaining the knowledge of deen. And the knowledge of deen is not exclusive to ulama. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ, that the seeking of knowledge is a fard, an obligation upon every believer. Every believer. How do I perform my salah? What are the rules of sawm? How do I deal with my neighbor? How do I deal with my family? What are the rights of my children? These are things that every person should know, and it's fard. It's fard ayn. It's a fard on every individual. But how many of us know these things? So Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he goes on to say that the attack of shaitan in this regard is so strong that even the ones who are performing their salah and reciting their Quran, those who are considered pious individuals, but do not have the knowledge of deen, do not have the knowledge of deen, shaitan makes an extra effort on them to prevent them from gaining the knowledge of deen. Why? So they can remain in this darkness. And they can think that I am doing amal. You know, I am performing my salah. And I am reciting my portion of the Quran. And I am giving my zakat. And I am fasting in the month of Ramadan. And I have been for hajj. So now they seem to think that they have completed and perfected the entire deen. But deen is so much more than just ibadah, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main thing in deen is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran, the kalam, which was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is my Allah saying to me in the Quran? What's the message of the Quran? The life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is my Nabi? Who is the one who has been mentioned as the perfect example in the Quran for me? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect example for every person over here and for every individual in the world. But who is he? How much do we know? How much do I know about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much do I know about the message of the Quran? Or when it comes to deeni knowledge, am I going to remain ignorant? Am I going to remain on that level that I've been on since the day I left Makkah? And unfortunately, this is our mindset, that whatever I learnt in Maktab is sufficient. And for our children, whatever they learn in Maktab until the age of 14, that's sufficient. And after that, there's more important things to learn, like the GCSEs, and like the different career paths that they have to concentrate on, meaning the knowledge and the information of the dunya and the world, which is also important. But that should not take preference over the knowledge of deen. When it comes to becoming a hafid as well, unfortunately nowadays we have this fashion in our communities that everyone wants their children to become hafid. So they put their child in hifz class at the age of 10. Maybe by the time they finish it's 15, 16. In that time, they have not learnt much of deen. All they have learnt is memorize the Quran. Because the person, the child who is in hifz class, the amount of effort that he has to put to learn the Quran, his entire day goes in learning the Quran. And weeks go in learning the Quran, meaning memorizing the Quran. And then the message of the Quran or the masail, and all of these things are left behind.
By the age of 16, when this person finishes, then we give him a crown in the jalsa, and there is this perception that that's the final crowning moment, meaning that's the end of the journey. All we've done is we've produced a jahil qari, an ignorant person who can recite the Quran. That's all we've done. So we shouldn't be deceived. The journey of knowledge is something which continues. It's the journey which will lead us to Jannah. And it's a journey which is for everyone. For the young, for the old, for the middle age, for everyone. And don't let shaitan trap you by making you think that I have sufficient knowledge of deen, and with this sufficient knowledge I will go into Jannah. No, the journey has to continue. And alhamdulillah, we have, you know, facilities in all the masajid where we have the courses, we have the sanatain courses, we have the maktab, we have the madrasa, we have the women's programs and the women's courses, and everything is available. And the ulama are available as well, the apas are available as well. We should really give this a thought and make it a point to sign up for these courses. You know, start our journey of knowledge, and with this, inshallah, our path to Jannah will become easy, like it's mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the promise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All the brothers from the first surf to the last surf could stand up and just fill in the gaps. So at the time of khutbah, things will become easier. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب هذا.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'd, ittaqullaha ta'ala. Qala ta'ala, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: وقل رب زدني علما. وقال: أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه، قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون، إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمظلومين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم. اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم. اللهم انصر أمتنا، واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا، واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Please straighten yourself, stand shoulder to shoulder, ensure all gaps have been filled. And if there are any gaps in front of you, then please fill them in quickly. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.